Just sum up the performance, Eddie. What did you get from your players?
Yeah, really good second half performance. First half we tried to play. They sat in, made it difficult. We didn't create a lot. Second half, I thought we really got going, as did the crowd. And yeah, it was a really good half in the end.
Did you have to sort of give any words or real instructions at halftime?
Just to try and be a little bit more positive with our passing. I just felt we were a little bit too slow, a little bit negative at times. We've got two strikers on the pitch, wanted to get them in the game a little bit more and be a little bit more direct. That's not long balls, but that's just getting balls into your strikers' feet and getting the ball wide and getting crosses in the box. And huge credit must go to the players. 1-0 down at home against the league leaders. Second half was a really good fight back.
Is that something you've inherited a little bit from the old regime, possibly the sort of pace, the tempo, do you think, from the DVDs you've seen and stuff?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I'm never going to criticise former managers, because that's not what it's about. It's up to me now to produce a team that wins games, and you know, that's what I'm going to try and do. I definitely had a style of football previously, and definitely at home I want to get more balls in the box, and I want to try and create more goal scoring opportunities and try and play with a quicker tempo. So it's something we worked on in the week, and it will take time for the players to get used to that, but I thought they did it really well.
And is it important to sort of energise the crowd that way? Did the crowd make a significant difference?
They make a massive difference. You can't underestimate the impact that they make. And the second half, right from when we came out, was a very similar story to Leyton Orient. They really got with the lads and they were non-stop. And thankfully, the players then responded, and yeah, it was a lot better. It was a lot quicker second half, and we put them under huge pressure.
You brought back Harry Arter. How significant was the role he played?
Yeah, I thought he was excellent today. Harry's an excellent footballer. You know, Jason and I signed him. You know, it seems like a long time ago, but he really seems to have come on and really progressed. It was a great finish, and he needs to add, you know, goals to his game, so hopefully he can do that.
And Josh McCoy, as well. Just tell us a bit about what you were trying to get from him in the first half, especially.
Well, we just played him just off a striker. I think he can do it. I don't think he got a lot of the ball. I mean, he switched to 5 minutes before the end of the first half. He switched to the right. He switched for grabs. And yeah, Josh came into the game a lot more second half and showed what qualities he has. And, you know, he's a top player, so hopefully we can get Josh firing on all cylinders.
We know there are lots of players in there. There's still a fair number who are getting to grips with you and your methods. I mean, how important is it to almost show them with what you've done, you know, the ideas you put into place can work?
Well, I think it's important with all players, whether you're just meeting them for the first time or whether they've been with you 2-3 years, you need to try and win games. And hopefully we've made a good start today. We've got two really tough away fixtures now to come, so, you know, it doesn't get any easier.
And just in terms of sort of confidence. I mean, what did you see last week? What have you seen of this week? Have you been able to give the players a bit of their confidence and belief back?
I think that comes from winning games, and I think that comes from training right and preparing right. Today will be a massive step for them, you know, confidence-wise, to really enjoy playing at home. I think that's got to be the aim. But it's not about. I mean, I want to make this clear. It's not about me today. It's about the players. It's always about the players on the pitch. They have to go out and do it. And you know, great credit to the lads today, and that includes all 18.
And quickly, sort of looking ahead to next week, what sort of test have you got there of where you are, and also just in terms of, you know, the travel and everything that goes with a long week?
Yeah, tough week. As you say, the travelling just alone is going to be a test on us. Thankfully, we haven't got a midweek game the following week, so these two games will be really important.